My shaky hand held the vape to my lips. Sucking in, I shook my head. This is what I'd become, a charity case. Of course, Aubrey Bloom had come through to save the day. Aubrey had been my first college roommate and my best friend. We ate all our meals together, took classes together, and studied together. We even planned to go to law school together. We'd work at the same firm after that until we could start our own. But I was the weak link. After one semester, I realized that the law was not for me, and I dropped out. Yep, flaky Caroline. After a few more drags, I dropped the vape into my purse and locked my car before gazing around. This was not at all what I expected. I'd expected Dumont Tech to be in some high-rise in downtown L.A., or nestled in a suburban strip mall. But this elegant glass and concrete structure nestled on its own gated campus, surrounded by trees and vineyards, I hadn't expected. Double-checking the email from Aubrey, I reread it. Caro, you've been on my mind a lot these past months, and it worries me that you still aren't working. So when I came across an opportunity, I knew I had to act. One of my clients needs help while his personal assistant goes on maternity leave. I know this isn't teaching, but it's a job and only temporary. I thought maybe you could build your savings back up and look for a new teaching post here, near me. I set you up an appointment next Wednesday at 9 a.m. with Mr. Dumont. The address is below. Please don't make me cancel it. You don't even need to find a place to live. You can stay with Chance and me in Temecula. Dumont Tech is only 30 minutes away. Love you, Aubrey. After driving cross-country, here I stood, inside a gated estate meeting someone named Mr. Dumont. Building up my courage to go inside for my interview, I sucked in a fortifying breath. Just as I turned to enter the building, I was startled by a motorcycle as it sped up the gravel road. A leather-clad figure rode the futuristic bike past the cars before parking on the concrete walk near the door. You'd think the bastard owned the place. I leaned against my car, my head cocked to the side as I watched him. Muscular thighs astride the bike. The bastard pulled off his dark helmet and unzipped his simple black leather jacket. A sense of justice rose up in my chest, and I yelled out, "Hey, you can't park there!"